the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen. This and other great health talk shows at RadioMD.com. Here are Joe Galewski and Dr. Michael Roizen, MD.
And this is Dr. Mike. You're listening to you, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. I'm here without Joe this week, but we have a great guest for you at the half hour. Benjamin Gilmore wrote the book Paramedico, Around the World by Ambulance. It is a incredibly fast read. Talks about the difference in ambulance drivers, paramedics, and the medical care you get in different countries, and has some really great observations in a number of countries. We'll get to those and their importance. We also have the top medical news of the week, obviously. That's what we do most weeks, and this is no different. We have a great set of stories for you. The top five, in my opinion, a limit on consumer cost is delayed in healthcare law. What that really means for you, what that means when they delay some of the individual protections in Obamacare, and I'll tell you some things I didn't know about the law that are beneficial for you already. As dental care and what is covered and mandated by the law. Need sleep? Well, exercise does help insomnia. That's what the data say, but not right away. In other words, you exercise today, you don't get the benefits today. You will get the benefits if you consistently exercise, but it takes some time. So, sleepy, it takes a few weeks for it and better habits to help you get better sleep than just the better habits alone. Colon cancer is linked to your mouth's bacteria. This is a interesting story because we've known for a while that periodontal disease is associated with diabetes risk, is associated with miscarriage risk, is associated with risk of arterial diseases such as heart disease, stroke, memory loss, even impotence. Well, now we know that it's actually associated with colon cancer. And we're going to talk about what you should do about it. Will there be an antibiotic in everyone's future as a routine, not just in other, if you will, the future of animals? Animals get it routinely to help them grow, at least they have been. But now we know it may be important for you and your growth, at least your prevention of certain diseases. Social media, what's the best motivator for health? We know there are two types of motivation. That's that intrinsic to you, what you're doing for your own well-being, and those that are things extrinsic for you, like you're being paid to do something. Well, it turns out social media has said the best motivator to change health may be cold, hard cash. The best motivator for sustaining those changes, I think, are intrinsic, and we'll come back to those intrinsic versus extrinsic, and what's the data. And perhaps the most important set of studies this week were on sugar. Sugar was associated, that is, blood sugar, your blood sugar, was associated with your risk of mental decline. People who weren't diabetic but had a blood pressure of 150, had a blood sugar, sorry, a blood sugar of 115, had a 25% or so greater risk of developing dementia over the next 10 years than these 65-year-olds who had a blood sugar of 100. So in that range of normal, or what we call normal, it looks like it increases, the blood sugar level that is increased increases your risk of mental dysfunction. In diabetics, 190 versus 160, a 44% increase in risk. That is, when your average reading was 190, and we judge that by your hemoglobin A1C. What your hemoglobin A1C is your blood sugar over a period of time. All hemoglobin A1C is the hemoglobin molecule with a glucose attached to it. So your hemoglobin molecule with a glucose attached to it, that's hemoglobin A1C, and the more blood sugar, the higher your blood sugar over the whole month, the higher your hemoglobin A1C. So it's a very interesting molecule. It essentially integrates your blood sugar. That is, it calculates your blood sugar over a month and a higher, if you will, risk of dementia or mental dysfunction. How much higher? That 190 versus 160 was about a 40% increase in risk of dementia. And that's a big, big risk. So, and the other study was one in mice where just giving them the equivalent of three sugary 12-ounce drinks a day to the mice. That's not what the mice had. They had that equivalent, if you will. Would have been probably drops of 1 cc, 1 milliliter, one small amount of sugary drinks to the mice. But that it was the equivalent for us humans, 150-pound human of that. And the females shortened the lives of the female mice. The male mice both developed diseases and developed impotence. So, and weren't able to capture their mates, meaning the women avoided the males who had the higher blood sugar levels and the higher sugar exposure because the males weren't able to defend their territory against other male mice. So, sugar is bad. What is bad is your blood sugar level, and what that indicates to us is how do you then decrease your blood sugar level? Well, there's some really keen and cool ways to do it. One is, since sugar is absorbed in the intestine, not in your stomach, slowing your stomach from emptying, that is, keeping your stomach from emptying so the sugar doesn't get to your intestine where it gets absorbed from, slowing your stomach emptying decreases the risk of that high blood sugar. And the easy way of decreasing your stomach from emptying is have a little healthy fat 30 minutes before you're going to have the meal that has sugar in it. What do I mean healthy fat? Well, just 6 walnut halves or 12 almonds or 20 peanuts 30 minutes before a meal is enough to slow the absorption of that sugar down so you keep your blood sugar under 110. Really remarkable stuff. That is using a little healthy fat to do it. And while we're on healthy fats, we should talk about one of the other benefits of healthy fat. That is the omega-7 fat. So all of us know fish oil has omega-3 fat, but fish oil also, if you actually don't get the purified fish oil, but get the fish itself, such as salmon, it has omega-7 fat in it. And in a series of decreases hepatic fat, that is liver fat accumulation, which decreases inflammation in your body. So maybe that's a reason why the actual whole fish is better than the fish oil supplements. We don't know that. So when people say, what supplements do I take? I take both DHA, omega-3. DHA, omega-3 is the active ingredient in fish oil. I get it from algae, that's the DHA, omega-3, because it is good for my brain and my eyes. There's some pretty good data. It decreases your risk of cognitive decline, and it decreases the first stage, the common stage of macular degeneration. The second thing I take is that omega-7, and it's purified omega-7 because it increases the cells, that is my muscle cells, ability to take up glucose and get the blood glucose lower by putting the glucose into the cell where it does its good deed and doesn't do harm. And it also decreases that liver fat and thus decreases inflammation. So what we have is some good news on the, if you will, ability to lower blood sugar.
Is your skin aging before your eyes? There is something you can do to reverse those signs of aging. I'm plastic surgeon Dr. Arthur Perry, and my solution doesn't involve a knife or a needle. It's a serum I created called Nighttime. Nighttime makes your skin smoother, brighter, and thicker with just one step each day. I've packed Nighttime with vitamins C and A, moisturizers, fruit acids, skin brighteners, and antioxidants. That's a lot of science in one bottle. But that's what it takes to make your skin look younger and more attractive. Until Labor Day, when you purchase two bottles of Nighttime, you'll get a third bottle free with free shipping. Call 855-940-1800. That's 855-940-1800. Or on the web, it's drperrys.com. That's drperrys.com. Put the word Radio MD in the discount box to receive three bottles of Nighttime for the price of two.
You still rely on sugar or caffeine for energy? B12 is known as the energy vitamin. It nourishes your body, supporting mental function and vitality. Problem is, B12 is hard to absorb. Did you know a recent study showed almost 4 out of 10 people had B12 levels in the low normal to deficiency range? This applied to both young and old, even those with adequate meat intake. So it isn't just vegans or older folks who need to be concerned. Until now, the alternative was getting a shot at the doctor's office. What if we had a B12 offer that was simple? Liposomes deliver B12 painlessly. No doctor visit. Why not discover what B12 can offer you? Drink the new liposomal form. Right now, you can get a bottle for 50% off at B12offer.com. This limited time B12 offer is unique and it's easy. Just go to B12offer.com for 50% off. That's B12offer.com.